Com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of users interacting there, and it's all free at freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or visit their website at freestateproject.org. That's toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Well, I say we talk about this. We were debating whether or not we should talk
about it. Okay, let's go.
Right before we went to the news break, my call screener sent me a message that said somebody called and didn't want to go on the air. Now, usually if someone calls in and doesn't want to go on the air, we completely ignore whatever it is that they have to say.
Over.
In this case, this guy's message was he wanted to complain to management about our use of words to get your message, to get our message across. He says, John in Pennsylvania, he says that we're turning people away from the show. Now, I asked for a definition of what words he was talking about.
Yeah, I think if he can't call in and actually talk to us about that and educate us on that, that really sucks.
Well, it's just cowardice is what it is. If you've got something to say, this is Free Talk Live, and we'll let you on. It doesn't matter what your political opinion is. You can be a communist, you can be a radical libertarian, you can be a Democrat, a Republican, anybody can get on the air on this show and give us a piece of their mind. We've taken critique on the air before, haven't we?
Wouldn't you say that John's point that, perhaps more people would listen to our message if we didn't use words like sucks or asshole?
And we don't use the curse words very often on this show, only when things get really heated, I think. Although I will admit to using sucks, I like to say democracy sucks, because it does. Hey, I'm just not.
I need to buy a new vacuum cleaner. That sucks.
I wasn't really. I'm in Generation X, and when I was growing up, sucks wasn't even considered a bad word. I don't understand why.
No, my mom let me say it when I was a kid, when I was a child. So I mean, she didn't particularly like it, but she didn't feel like it was.
I don't even understand
word.
What the offense. What could possibly be about it.
Well, I can definitely see what the offense could possibly be. I mean, if you can't see what the offense is to sucks, you're not paying attention.
Well, anyway, so as far as us turning people away, well, for everyone that's being turned away, there are people who are tuning in because we're doing talk radio that nobody else is doing out there.
Yeah, it's a different type of show.
We are
sure.
The antithesis of traditional talk radio. We got three guys in the studio instead of one.
Yep.
One conservative who likes to talk about his issues, and he won't let you call in about what you want to talk about. He only wants to. He's going to set the agenda every day, and then maybe now and then he'll have an open lines hour.
And then he's going to hang up on you if you disagree.
I think if you have a problem with the meager language that we do ever use, you probably need to take a look deeper inside yourself.
What are you talking about? I mean, he's just got an issue as far as, some people
exactly.
feel...
Exactly. If you're really that uncomfortable with the English language and those particular words, I mean, it's not even like the concepts that are being represented by the words that we do use are all that offensive. You know, you need to look inside yourself to learn to deal with reality.
Different generations feel differently about...
And it's silly. It's what? Nothing more than just being silly. They're just letters put together. That's all. Now, I'm not for cursing. I don't think it makes you sound intelligent or anything like that. We've talked about cursing on this show before. We've talked about how if you pepper your vocabulary with the F word and the S word, it makes you sound like a total rube because people who use those words interchangeably throughout their vocabulary
basically don't have the nouns and verbs that
right,
it takes
they,
to fill in.
They're lazy.
Hey, now.
they're lazy because they don't want to put in, like you were saying, Manwich, the correct words to actually describe an occasion or to describe a feeling or a thought.
No, I'm going to change that up because I do it constantly. I swear like a sailor, when I'm not on air, obviously. And I do it for a completely different reason. I do it to weed out the people who are offended by that type of thing.
Yeah, you don't want to be around those.
I don't want to be around that type of person.
Well, I've already done my weeding. I don't go around other people. I have my select group of friends, and I'm not trying to expand that,
you know,
anymore.
And the people who are capable of understanding the appropriateness of when a swear word should be used for the people who actually get it. You can use other words, and I love using other words. I like swearing in Old English. You know, calling people lackwit. You know, that's fun for me. But the people who get when a swear word is actually poignant and actually get it and aren't offended by it are good because they aren't afraid, you know, they're not afraid of tackling tough
It's such an old world concept, the idea that, you know, these words are scary or bad or evil. What are you afraid of, exactly? What are you afraid of?
I'm telling you, I wouldn't hang out with somebody who just cussed up a storm.
No, and hang out with me.
No. Johnson, you say you cuss up a storm, but you don't. You use swears in more of like an appropriate manner when you're feeling... When you're getting intense on an issue,
sure.
You're getting emotional, you'll start peppering in swear words a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Then you're getting heated. You're not thinking as much, and you're just throwing out the swear words, and that's okay.
I'm doing it specifically. I mean, but yeah, I do it with...
But in your regular conversation, you're not substituting the F or the S word for words that are more descriptive.
Right.
I don't consider you a sailor swearer.
But I also try not to use... like and and all those things as well.
Sure, now that's just bad. That's just bad sentence structure. And that's what another. That's a big problem with Generation Y. I guess Generation X and Y both have
I'm listening to oh my god, the mall.
People just learn how to use the language better as they get older. I mean, you know.
No, they don't. No, it's spreading. The misuse of like is as though it's a virus spreading throughout the generations because parents have kids that use it all the time. And so since they're around their kids using them, they've started to pick up. We saw a study about it. Parents who are baby boomers are guilty of using like incorrectly. And that's embarrassing. It's getting worse.
I think there are some people in the baby boomer generation who specifically avoid talking to young people altogether because they don't want to pick up their language habits and don't even like listening to the garbage that comes out of some people's mouths. I know that there are people that are like that who just, they don't even want
to interact. That's probably how John feels about listening to the show.
Maybe.
Well, there's other options out there, John. Not that I want to lose a listener or anything like that, but, you know, not all talk radio is for everybody, is it?
Nope.
Can we make everybody happy on this show?
You can't. No.
And they're going to be foolish to try.
There's a whole bunch of talk radio out there for the 65-plus male listener. I mean, if that's where you are the traditional talk radio listener. And the rest of it is for you. This is a experiment in talk radio for young male and female listeners.
And if you want...
It's different.
If you really want that type of talk, you can go listen to the fascist baby Jesus.
Who's that?
John Limbaugh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or Limbaugh, whichever one. That he wouldn't be baby Jesus, though. He'd be big father Jesus.
Yeah, there you go. Although, Manwich, we're not necessarily targeting this show at anyone. We just happen to be younger people, that's all. And so by the nature of who we are and our opinions on the world, we will attract a younger audience. But that said, we've had phone calls from people in their 70s.
Oh, yeah.
We've had phone calls from people in their 60s, men and women. We've had calls from people in their teens. Free Talk Live attracts an audience of people who's looking for an alternative. The talk radio alternative. We do things differently. We're not extremely revolutionary per se. We've borrowed ideas from other talk shows out there in the world, and I admit to my influences.
I have an extremely, extremely hard time finding people in my age group to discuss these type of issues with. And I go to, you know, intelligent discussion groups, free thought forums and whatnot. Everyone there, gray hair.
Yeah.
So again, we attract people who are looking for something different. Not necessarily young people, not necessarily old people, but just people who are tired of the standard talk radio paradigm. It doesn't have to be like Rush to be successful. And that's what we're proving on Free Talk Live. And that's why we're going to be on 300 stations before you know it. It's free. It's your show. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and I had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardiovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control on the phones anytime and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is your show, and you can, again, take control. It's Ian here with you.
I am Johnson.
And Manwich.
To explain what you just did there, Johnson, we were talking about radio pukers during
on the break.
And I don't want to... I don't even...
Free Talk Live! 1-800-259-9231.
I guess what kind of led us into talking about radio pukers was that we were discussing the industry of talk radio in general and why it is that we're different here on Free Talk Live. And again, I mentioned that we've certainly borrowed some ideas, and we admit to whom we borrowed them from. One of our influences is the Love Doctors, an FM talk show on the West Palm Beach area of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Great influence on the show. I think what the Love Doctors showed us was that you can do different talk radio and have success. You can have a crazy amount of calls.
It took a long time to be successful, though. I mean, a long,
long time. It always takes
time.
It always takes time. I mean, everything takes time, man. Which
is why all the big shows, you always hear 35 years of talk radio. You know, they're like,
yeah.
Whenever you hear the big shows, they're like, we've been doing this for half a century.
I think that you know, it kind of got me thinking as to how we could define Free Talk Live. Yeah, okay, we've said we were different, but are we FM talk? Because we originated
no,
on
not
FM.
Really. I mean, we
started
about
on
too many
FM.
Issues, though.
Right. See, we're issues based talk radio that approaches the issues from a non traditional perspective. We don't look at them from a conservative view. We don't look at them from a liberal view. We look at them from a pro-freedom perspective. Although we do take sort of an FM talk feel because we're younger. We have a little bit more fun, I think, as far as our interactions with one another and our interactions with some callers. And we're also not afraid to take the personal issues as well. We'll change gears and move away from a an issue and go into someone's personal problems. We don't have a problem with that. So we don't necessarily, it's interesting because we don't fit the conservative paradigm, we don't fit the Air America liberal talk paradigm, and we don't fit the FM
Thank
hot
goodness.
Talk paradigm either, which also is a benefit as far as I can see it, because we sort of fit in all three of them. We could make it on a liberal station, we could make it on a traditional station, and we could make it on a hot talk station.
I think we'd get the most trouble on liberal stations.
You mean as far as callers?
Yeah.
It'd be great. I can't wait.
It'd be insane.
I can't wait till we get on a progressive talker. Let's go. Bring it on. Because we don't get enough of them calling this show as it is.
We don't. No, I'd like to have more.
Anyway.
Chew them up and spit them out.
1-800-259-9231. So, of course, something that we've been talking about during this week has been the school shooting. Not specifically the shooting itself, because what the hell are you going to talk about there? Kid went crazy, shot some people.
Yep.
There's not an issue there. The issue is gun control. The issue is what people are inevitably going to start talking about is, oh, if we didn't have guns. Someone actually said it via email earlier this week.
Yeah.
If we didn't have guns in the world, then everything would be just peachy. Well, we do have guns, and you need to know what the facts are about guns. And so here's what John Lott has to say after this recent school shooting. Now, John Lott is the much described author, the much talked about author of More Guns, Less Crime. And so here's his opinion. Again, you can interrupt any time at 800-259-9231. The last 10 days have seen three horrific multiple victim public shootings. The Atlanta courthouse attack that left four murdered, the Wisconsin church shooting, where seven were murdered, and Monday's high school shooting in Minnesota, where nine were murdered. What can we learn from these attacks? Some take the attacks as confirmation that guns should be completely banned from even courthouses, let alone schools and churches. The lessons from the courthouse shooting are likely to be different from the other two attacks in that there were armed sheriff's deputies present. Even if civilian gun possession were banned at the courthouse, the officers still had guns. Not only did they fail to stop the attack, they even facilitated it, because the 200-pound former football linebacker who was facing trial for rape was able to take the gun from a cop. Guns are most useful in stopping criminals at a distance. The threat of using the gun against a criminal can allow one to capture him, or at least can cause the criminal to break off his attack. Police have a much more difficult job than civilians. While civilians can use a gun to maximize the distance between themselves and criminals, police cannot be satisfied with simply brandishing a gun and watching the criminal run away. Their job requires physical contact, and when that happens, things can go badly wrong. My own published research on criminals assaulting police shows that the more likely an assault will be successful, the more likely criminals will be to make it. The major factor determining success is the relative strength and sizes of the criminal and the officer. In particular, when officer strength and size requirements are reduced because of affirmative action, each 1% increase in the number of female officers increases the number of assaults on police by 15 to 19%.
Wow. Incredible.
That's an amazing statistic. That's for a 1% increase in the number of female officers on any given police force. Translates to an increase in the number of assaults on police by 15 to 19%.
I guess they would just be on mostly those female officers, right?
I would assume. Anyway, he says the Atlanta courthouse shooting simply arose from such a case. There is a broader lesson to be learned from these attacks. All three attacks took place in areas where gun possession by those who did the attack, as well as civilians generally, was already banned. So-called gun-free safe zones. Suppose you or your family are being stalked by a criminal who intends on harming you. Would you feel safer putting a sign in front of your house saying that this home is a gun-free zone? It's pretty obvious why we don't put these signs up. As with many other gun laws, law-abiding citizens, not would-be criminals, would obey the sign. Instead of creating a safe zone for victims, it leaves victims defenseless and creates a safe zone for those intent on causing harm. We'll come back to this, but let's go to John in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. John with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello. Hello, John in Washington.
Yes, I was going to mention the school shooting there in Red Lake.
Yes, sir.
It seems like actually the thread that connects these acts, not necessarily the deal where the convict got loose and hijacked a car and shot some people. That's stupid.
The Virginia incident,
and you
can't
do anything about stupid cops.
Okay.
But the other thing is the. These kids are all on, especially these school shootings, the kids are always on psychotropic drugs. Prescription.
Do you think
drugs.
That might just be a coincidence because so many kids are on psychotropic drugs?
Well, I kind of doubt it. I think that it's been pretty well shown that the psychosis that's involved, especially with troubled kids, and, you know, you've got the hormones raging and so forth. But
was this kid on Prozac?
Yeah.
He was on Prozac.
Actually, I heard somebody make a suggestion, and I'm not sure who this was, but I heard something about the way Prozac works. I guess it makes you more lucid. Is that right?
Well,
I don't know.
Actually, with prolonged use in children, it usually induces deep depression and delusions of
some
degree
of dementia. But it's designed to fight depression, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Isn't it supposed to stop depression?
Well, that's the alleged use for it.
Well, because here's what I've heard. Here's one of the theories that I've heard that Prozac, it gets these kids who are depressed by nature. It kind of gets them out of their depression. But there are some times when it could be used that they're enough out of their depression to where they can take action and do things, but they're still depressed. So the drug is doing what it's supposed to, but it's not all the way doing it. And so since they're lucid and clear-headed enough to actually take action and do something, that's when they go and kill people.
You know, you mentioned...
John, 10 seconds.
You mentioned nature and a natural path of things. And, I mean, I've never heard of anybody having a Prozac shortage in their diet.
I'm definitely not a huge fan of pills. If you got one more idea, John, hang on. 800-259-9231. Anyway, this is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-M-A-N-T-I-S.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. That is the number for you to get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also get interactive online at freetalklive.com. We've got the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website, so go take advantage of that. They're free at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. John in Washington, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had, I guess, somewhere else you wanted to go, John, or
right,
some additional point.
The actual point was that what it did is I caused you to go off on that other train of thought, but what I wanted to say was that the issues that the mainstream media has actually picked up are that this child was tweaked because he was looking at Nazism on the Internet. Well,
okay.
Immediately a group of rabbis ran to the school and issued a statement saying that they were going to destroy the web of hatred if it was the last thing they ever did.
Huh?
This thing is being pumped as a political tool, and if you go and do a Google search, you'll see the bent and the slant that every single media is parroting. All the media are on the same page, mysteriously.
When you say they're on the same page, are they all talking about censoring the Internet? Is that what you mean?
Well, they're calling the causes of this being the child influenced by looking at Nazism on the Internet. And so now they're going to harp on that as a way to censor the Internet. And you had these rabbis say...
Are there people actually suggesting that?
Yes.
If that were true, he'd kill himself because he was Indian, so...
Well, the thing...
He considered himself a Nazi.
Did he?
Yeah, you haven't seen... He actually
Yikes.
Did a Flash animation.
Well, I saw
did
the Flash
that?
Animation. That was just... You know, that is the drawings of a kid, you know? Come on.
And he acted
Look,
them
his
out.
Look, his father committed suicide when he was a young kid, and his mother was in a horrible car wreck, and so this kid had no family, living on an Indian reservation,
mm-hmm.
and because he had a little problem, they put him on Prozac and drove him over the edge.
Who put him on it?
The doctors. He had been in a mental institution just prior to having gone on this rampage several months back, maybe 6-8 months back. He had been in a mental institution.
Just speaking from experience, I don't think it had anything to do with the Prozac, because I think the kid was depressed already because he's fat.
Well,
and I'm speaking from experience, because you know what? In high school, if you're a fat kid, I'm sure that kid got made fun of day in and day out.
Well,
he was not a handsome kid either.
Well, you know that they had censored him at school to the point where he was remanded to stay home and do his studies at home. So they had already isolated him to that degree, and that's what you're talking about, singling one out and isolating them.
Well, yeah, that plus he just the way he was, the way he allowed that to manifest in his Nazism.
And he was unsupervised.
He was a fat, parentless Indian Nazi.
There you go.
I mean, if there's a case for self-hatred, you know.
Now, if you could just get some rubber panties and a midget in there somewhere, we'd have something.
Man, rubber panties and midget, we got to let you go on that one. Thanks,
there you
John.
Go.
800-2, thanks for the call. 1-800. You're not going to top that one, John. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control.
What?
Where did that go?
I don't know where to go now.
I was stating the facts. Where did the midget and rubber panties come from?
It was good, though. I liked it.
Yeah. He's kind of familiar with that because it just rolled off his tongue.
I was just saying, you know, that the kid has a case there for, you know, I'm sure he was getting made fun of in his school.
Yeah,
he didn't have any parents. He had no one to turn to for any sort of
attention. I think he was open about his Nazism.
I don't think Prozac has anything to do with it. There have been study after study after study that has shown that lack of human attention, lack of affection, lack of human touch, for example, as someone who is born who doesn't have very much touch from their parents, or if their parents never touch them, that person will become a psychopath.
That's true. It's a great point. And if it was really true that Prozac caused people to do these things, there'd be many, many more instances. I mean, we're just talking about random crazy people who happen to be on Prozac.
Now, as a caveat...
It's like putting the cart before the horse, right?
You know,
what'd you call that?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to sound like, oh, Prozac's great or whatever. I think
Prozac
has its time, but, you know, I do want to say that one of the issues that I've heard talked about a lot recently is about how the government is now putting laws into effect to force students in schools to, you know, forced examinations, forced mental screening.
Ooh,
so that
yeah,
the government can then force drugs on your children.
That's a scary issue.
You know, without parental permission. No parental consent. The government schools can just say, we're going to screen your kid. Kid needs to be on these drugs or cannot come back to school.
I actually have an article about that. It is a frightening situation. We'll get into it here, but let's continue with the gun thing since we're in the midst of it. Again, John Lott making the point that gun-free zones, as they call them, schools, for instance, are basically just zones where all the regular people obey the laws, but the criminals have the upper hand as a result of it. And he says a 3-year prison term for violating a gun-free zone represents a real penalty for a law-abiding citizen. Why would you want to carry your gun into the school if you got caught, you're asked to go to prison. However, adding 3 years to a criminal sentence when he's probably already going to face multiple death penalties or life sentences for a murderous rampage, probably not going to be the penalty that stops the criminal from committing his crime. You know, what's another 3 years, right, if you're going in for 27? Many Americans have learned this lesson the hard way. In 1985, just 8 states had the most liberal right to carry laws, laws that automatically grant permits once applicants pass a criminal background check, pay their fees, and when required, complete a training class. Today, the total is 37 states. Bill Lanz and I examined all the multiple victim public shootings with two or more victims in the United States from 1977 to 1999. These are some guys with some time on their hands. And found that when the states passed the right to carry laws, the attacks, the multiple victim attacks, fell by 60%. I mean, what more evidence do you need that guns save lives? Fell by 60% when they allowed people to carry weapons. Deaths and injuries from multiple victim public shootings fell on average by 78%. No other gun control law had any beneficial effect. Indeed, right-to-carry laws were the only policy that consistently reduced these attacks.
And if you're out there and you're one of those liberals out there going, but guns kill people, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, wake up. These are facts. They're statistics. They are facts. Sorry if the facts are pointing to the fact that guns save lives, then guess what they do? And trying to pass a law, people are going to do what they want anyway.
It's true. Especially the criminals. To the extent attacks still occurred in the right to carry states, they overwhelmingly happened, guess where? Guess where the attacks happened?
Places where guns are outlawed?
Yeah, they overwhelmingly happened in the special places within those states where concealed handguns were banned. Because it's like that here in the state of Florida where we're doing the show from. You're allowed to have a concealed weapons permit. And by the way, I'm against that idea. I think you should just be able to carry a gun because you're a free, sovereign individual and you can make that decision. Anyway, we have a permit here in the states. But even if you have a permit, you're not allowed within, I think it's 1,000 feet of school property. And churches and bars, and there's very specific places that you can't go with your gun. So that's where all the multiple killings happen. Increasing the probability that someone will be able to protect themselves increases deterrence. Even when any single person might have a small probability of having a concealed handgun, the probability that at least someone will is very high. Unfortunately, the restrictive concealed handgun law now in effect in Minnesota bans concealed handguns around schools, and Wisconsin is one of 4 states that completely bans concealed handguns, let alone not allowing them in churches. So you're just not allowed to conceal a weapon in Wisconsin. While permitting concealed handguns by civilians are banned in Georgia courthouses, it's not clear that the benefit is anywhere near as large and other places simply because you've used, you usually have armed law enforcement nearby. One possibility is to encourage prosecutors and others to carry concealed guns around the courthouses. The answer is to restore our freedom to make decisions, to carry weapons to protect ourselves, because otherwise we're going to be victims of these maniacs. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention, diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself, but you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph, and we put them up on the web because we're proud of our female listeners here on Free Talk Live, and we want to show you off. And it's not a beauty contest. As long as you're a female, you can get on the Shrine. So send your pictures to FTL at freetalklive.com, and we prefer they be validated, which means you're in your photo somehow holding up something that proves you listen to Free Talk Live. Maybe a piece of paper that says Free Talk Live on it. Or Manwich's head. I don't know. 1-800-259...
I'd like to keep it.
1-800... Thanks. A Photoshop of Manwich's head. 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. For those of you who don't know, that's toll-free. Or go to freestateproject.org.
Final thoughts on the gun control thing from John Lott. He's talking about how there are the hard statistics show, without a doubt, that gun laws create more crime. More gun control means more violent crime. And in this case, he's specifically talking about multiple murders. Not just one person shooting another in the heat of the moment and out of anger. We're talking about someone shooting multiple and killing multiple people. You've got the Atlanta courthouse situation. You've got the guy that went into his church and shot up all kinds of people. And, of course, the most recent one, the recent school shooting from Minnesota. And he's making the point that in all of these states, there are severe controls on firearms. And that's what's doing this. He actually said that there are 20-something states that at one point in the 80s, they didn't have concealed, shall issue concealed carry permits. And then they went ahead and passed those laws. And after they did that, the multiple gun murders dropped by 60%.
Jeez.
I mean, just statistics that are just mind-numbingly astounding.
You know, the other thing that would happen if everyone had firearms in this country is that it would minimize the need for military.
Yes, it would, because we'd be able to defend ourselves.
It's like they're doing, you know, for example, Castro, there was released a press release. I don't know exactly what all that means, but that they were trying to make Cuba into a hornet's nest, is what they were calling it, to avoid invasion by the United States, because Cuba was fearing United States intervention in Cuban government affairs. And so what they did is they started just training everyone.
Really?
They just train everyone. Well, you're all soldiers now, and you know what? This way, anyone comes and messes with us.
What, do they give everybody guns?
Yep, pretty much. Huh. They're just training everyone.
So they're taking the Swiss approach, although it's still Cuba, and they're still communists, and
yeah.
We don't agree with them.
Well, and they're getting so little calcium in their diet that the government releases press releases that say, eat eggshells.
I got it. One thing that I got to say about that, everyone has guns, everyone's trained. What could happen?
Yeah.
That country could become libertarian overnight.
If they got it in their heads, but they've been brainwashed.
Got it in their heads,
they've been brainwashed.
Yeah, who knows, you know? All it takes is...
Stranger things have occurred. Didn't we just have some people just throw their government literally out of their offices a few days ago? Kyrgyzstan or whatever it is?
It could happen. All it needs to happen is someone like the Fire of Liberty and get into a bunch of people's heads.
Well, here's what John Lott, final words on the gun control thing. He says, prior to the restrictions on guns in schools... weren't always in place. Prior to the end of 1995, when the Safe School Zone Act was enacted, virtually all the states that allowed citizens, whether they be teachers, principals, or parents, to carry concealed handguns, let them carry on school grounds. Even Minnesota used to allow this. Some have expressed fears over letting concealed permit holders carry guns on school campuses, but over all the years that permitted guns were allowed on school property, there is no evidence that these guns were used improperly or even caused any accidents.
Wow.
People's reaction to the horrific events displayed on television, such as the Minnesota attack, are understandable. But the more than 2 million times each year that Americans use guns defensively are never discussed, even though this is 5 times as often as the 450,000 times that guns are used to commit crimes over the last couple of years. Seldom do cases make the news where public shootings are stopped or mothers use guns to prevent their children from being kidnapped. Few would know that a third of the public school shootings were actually stopped by citizens with guns before uniformed police could arrive. A third of the public school shootings stopped by citizens with guns. In an analysis that I did during the 2001 media coverage of guns, the morning and evening national news broadcasts on the three main television networks carried almost 200,000 words on contemporaneous gun crime stories. By comparison, not one segment featured a civilian using a gun to put a stop to crime. Newspapers are not much better. Police are extremely important in deterring crime, but they almost always arrive after the crime's been committed.
Right.
Annual surveys of crime victims in the United States continually show that when confronted by a criminal, people are safest if they have a gun. Which would you rather have, a gun or a phone so you can call the cops?
I'd rather have the gun, thanks.
Just as a threat of arrest in prison can deter criminals from committing a crime, so can the fact that victims can defend themselves. Gun control advocates conveniently ignore that the nations with the highest homicide rates have gun bans. Studies such as one conducted recently by Jeff Myron at Boston University, which examined 44 countries, find that stricter gun control laws tend to lead to higher homicide rates. Russia, which has banned guns since the Communist Revolution, has had murder rates several times higher than that of the United States. Even under the Communists, the Soviet Union's rate was much higher. Good intentions don't necessarily make good laws. What counts is whether the laws ultimately save lives. Unfortunately, too many gun laws primarily disarm law-abiding citizens and not the criminals. And we've pointed out time and time again, even if it's the best of intentions behind a law, you're still using force on people. You're forcing them to do what you want them to, and that always has unintended consequences. And usually those unintended consequences are the exact opposite of your good intentions. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
You've heard about PAWS from BioLox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioLox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioLox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioLox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioLox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioLox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioLox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. That's BioLox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioLox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there. Broadband version, not so broadband version. It's all free. As everything is at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out. We have been talking about guns and how guns actually help defend people from crime, and the fact that the government has prevented guns from being in certain areas just makes you more easy to become a victim in those areas.
And I was saying, you know, we kind of got into a little side conversation here about, we were talking about, on one of the other shows during the week, somebody called in and was talking about non-lethal weapons
like sound cannons,
lasers, whatnot. And I think that more weapons like tasers and pepper spray. Weapons that are capable of disabling someone. So okay, say someone's pointing a gun at you. If you have the capability to disable that person, then I think lethal force is excessive. I don't think that it should be mandated against. I mean, if you have a gun, that person has forfeited their right to life. if they're attacking you and they're threatening your life. I agree that they've forfeited their right to live. However, I think that if you, are, as a moral person, have the ability to disable that person, then there's no reason to kill
them. But I have to say that if you use a gun on somebody who's committing a crime against you, a felony against you, then you are, at that point, we're experiencing the only true justice. Because if, for instance, you kill a guy off death row 10 years after they've committed a murder, you're not killing the guy who killed that person. You're killing somebody different. It's a 10-year-old, older version. And if you put somebody in prison for a crime that they committed 10 years ago, then 9 years later, that's not the same guy. A different guy is doing prison time than the guy who committed that crime.
Well, he's talking about when you're on the street, I'm coming up to you, man, and I'm going to rob you blind. I'm pointing a gun at you. He's saying that it'd be nicer if you just tased me.
It would be nicer.
But
and
unfortunately,
perhaps you'll learn from it, or perhaps you'll get the chance to kill somebody tomorrow.
That's a great point. Now, let's look at this in a kind of a little bit more of a macro perspective, because, first of all, we all, I think, would agree that most of the violent crime in America is a result of the war on drugs. I mean, if somebody's getting mugged, it's probably because you've got a crackhead in front of you with a knife or a gun or whatever that needs to get a fix. So if we ended the war on drugs, violent crime would plummet as far as the amounts of the instances of them. So since somebody's probably not robbing you to pay their mortgage, odds are good that you're getting robbed or you're getting assaulted because somebody doesn't like you, not necessarily because it's a random crime. And so in that case, you might actually have a problem with someone coming back at you later on in life or after they get out of jail.
I think we've also all agreed
you're
here
gonna
in
tase
the past
them the second time.
Possibly.
After they threaten your life once,
they're wearing an anti-taser jacket. You can believe that.
Yeah, maybe. You know, and maybe, you know, and sometimes, but I think we've all also agreed here that the death penalty, that restitution is better than the death penalty.
Absolutely.
If we can get somebody incarcerated.
But restitution's only for when someone takes advantage of you, and if you can kill them.
I've been restituted if they're lying dead on the ground.
Exactly.
Thanks.
I don't feel sorry for, I don't feel sorry and I don't feel concerned for someone who's pointing a gun at me. You're threatening my life by doing that, and if I pull out my sound cannon and the battery goes dead when I pull the trigger, ain't gonna do much good. Then I'm just gonna be able to throw it at you.
Yeah,
but
your gun can misfire.
Can jam too. I understand that.
But wow, wow, wow.
That's why you're supposed to keep them oiled, and I guess you'd keep your batteries charged the other way. Anyway, this has been Free Talk Live. Hey, the week's not over for us. We do a live Saturday night show, so be sure you're here with us for that tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And get online at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, see you tomorrow night.
If you're